Welcome to the EdTech Minute, where I share one-minute tech tips that will help you become more efficient and effective as an educator. I'm your host, JP Hale. You can learn more at edtechminute.com or follow me on Twitter at HaleEdTech. When it comes to integrating technology in the classroom, it's key to ask yourself, does the technology enhance, engage, and equip students to be successful? In many cases, if the answer is no, then you shouldn't use the technology. Let's take a minute to break that down. First, let's examine enhancing. For example, you may want your students to type a paper instead of writing a paper. What have you gained or enhanced by having students type the paper? If all they're going to do is type the words, are they really gaining anything? If they're using Google Docs, how about using the suggesting, commenting, or chatting feature for students to share and collaborate on their work? Or how about taking advantage of the built-in tools such as spelling, dictionary, or the Explore feature? Second, you have engage. Is the activity engaging the students? Do they like what they're doing? Is it just fun, or does it have meaning also? For example, you may want your students to create a presentation about landforms and ask them to find pictures of landforms and place them in a Google Slides presentation. Can they just cut pictures out of a magazine and place them on a poster board? Of course they could. However, when you take advantage of the various multimedia tools and resources such as videos, pictures, spell check, and the Explore, their presentation can come alive and keep their interest far beyond simply slapping some picture on a poster board. You can take it further by having students share their slides for online commenting or work together to build their presentations. The third area to consider is related to equipping students. Does having the students use the technology equip them with the tools they need to be successful now and in the future? Can they meet the standards of the curriculum as well as gain real-world experience that will benefit them in the future? In summary, does the technology enhance, engage, and equip students to be successful? If it doesn't, well, don't bother. If it does, go for it.